All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to my Q&A. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you are having a great day so far. I got a bunch of really awesome questions, and I'm excited to answer them. A few things before we get started. Sorry about any noises you might hear in the background. I don't plan to edit them out like I typically would, since this is going to be more of like a casual conversation. So if you do hear things in the background, sorry in advance. secondly, some questions I won't be answering just because they're not going to be really relevant anymore. Like, would you do this audio in the future? What are your plans for this? Just because this will be the last audio that I'm posting. And secondly, thank you all for the incredible support that you've given me over the past few days. I didn't know what to expect when I was going to post my announcement, so I really appreciate all of the love and support from you guys. It's really made everything so much easier, and I really just appreciate it so, so much. It's been awesome being a part of this community, and I'm so happy that I was able to. It's been such a wonderful experience, so yeah, I appreciate it, guys. So yeah, let's just go ahead and jump into the questions. So first question, how did I get into making audios? So yes, I have a whole story for you, so I will tell you what it is. So about maybe 5-6 years ago, I am on a certain adult website, and I stumble across a erotic audio role play something, and I'm very curious because normally everything is video, you know, visual. So I click on it, mainly because I'm somebody who really likes audio, obviously. I really like podcasts, music, spoken poetry, audiobooks, everything. So I was very curious, and I clicked on it, and I was just, like, blown away. I didn't know that you could create, you know, essentially porn, but with just audio. And role play, and I thought it was really cool. I instantly fell in love with it, and that's kind of where my love started. And I also ended up discovering shortly after GWA on Reddit, and that really showed me, you know, how far you can go with it. And so it was really, really awesome to see. So now, around the same time, I'm starting a job at a call center for a bank, and while at this job, I'm getting a lot of compliments on my voice, which I had never thought before that my voice was like anything special, honestly. But I'm getting lots of compliments and lots of comments like, oh, your voice is so smooth. It's really deep. It's really relaxing. And I'll never forget, I had a phone call where a lady had just been robbed and she already called the police, and she was calling all of her cards to cancel them. And, you know, of course, I was doing my best to comfort her, to let her know, hey, it's okay, you know, I'll stay on the phone with you, etc. And I remember her telling me, you know, it's funny, I've just been, you know, robbed, but I feel so calm because I'm talking with you on the phone. And that really stuck with me. It really, really did. Now, I'm getting lots of compliments on my voice, and I'm also just discovering, you know, audio role play, erotic ASMR. Did I make that connection that maybe I should try it myself? No, I did not. Okay. So moving forward now, let's fast forward till about it, maybe a little over a year ago. I'm not working at that job anymore, and I'm wanting to start a YouTube channel. I have a camera. I have bought this microphone for recording, and my goal originally was to make like video ASMR, where I was going to make tea, make coffee, do like relaxing things like around the house, maybe go for walks, go for like hikes, and record the audio, just have it be like really relaxing, visually, you know, very pleasing and aesthetic. But I quickly learned that I hate video. I don't know why. I just hated it. I hated the video editing. I hated taking the video, all of it. So I was like, well, shit, what am I going to do? Because I have this camera, I have this microphone. If I'm not going to do, you know, video, what am I going to do? And a little bit after that, I was on YouTube and I discovered like Safe for Work audio role play, just like, you know, normal boyfriend, girlfriend ones. And I had no idea that those existed. I only thought that they existed in like the erotic form, which I'd been listening to at this point for, you know, 5-6 years. So when I discovered that, I thought, okay, well, I already have this microphone. Why don't I give it a try? And I bought a, you know, $10 pop filter off Amazon. And yeah, that's pretty much how I started. It's a very long journey, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move on to our next question. Why the spicy theme with your ASMR? I think because, I mean, kind of my roots are in erotic ASMR, you know, that's what I was listening to mainly. And only a few months really before I started my channel had I discovered, like the Safe for Work stuff. So I think I always kind of had a inclination to go towards the erotic route. Yeah, I think that's really why. What's been your favorite audio to record and post? That's a good one. I don't know if I have a particular one, but I do know that my favorite to record are definitely the mommy ones. I was pretty like apprehensive at first to start those. I really didn't know what people would think of them, but I really enjoyed making them, and they turned out to be, you know, really popular. People, I think, really enjoyed them. Besides those, I also really liked Dominant Ex-Girlfriend. Yeah, that was really fun. But I also liked the bully character and teachers. Oh, gosh, I like all of them. They're all, yeah, I don't know. I just love all of them. Probably the mommy ones are my favorite, yeah. Out of all the audios you've made, which series did you have the most fun making and why? Teacher's Pet, because the whole series, 1-3, was totally improv. And it was really it's really fun to record improv, just because you have total creative freedom in that moment. And for whatever reason, that series, it was like the easiest improv for me to do. And yeah, I really enjoyed making it. It was so fun to record because of that. Yeah. Okay. Is your work mostly inspired by your own fantasies and kinks, or do you base your audios on something else entirely? Yeah, they're definitely based on my own fantasies and kinks. I think, honestly, any like creator who has full control over what they do on YouTube is probably going to make something based off of what they enjoy. You know, if you hate cooking, you're not going to start a cooking channel, right? And for me, I really enjoy being dominant. I really enjoy making audios, listening to them. So definitely it's based off of, you know, things that I enjoy, definitely. All right, next question. Are there any acting influences you draw from while being in character? No, honestly, you know, like I just kind of touched on, I really base it off of the things that I enjoy and that I like. And so, you know, while there is, you know, a script to record, or I'm, you know, trying to focus on the particular character I'm trying to portray, I don't see it as like really intensely trying to act as somebody totally different, if that makes sense. So really, I just kind of draw from myself, I think. Yeah. All right, next one. Since the majority of your audios are dom-based, what's the most alluring aspect of the dynamic to you? Is it more, I enjoy having the power and control, or I want to go out of my way to care for someone. I think the number one most alluring aspect of the dynamic for me is having responsibility over somebody, being responsible for someone. I really enjoy responsibility. And of course, I enjoy having power, control, and taking care of somebody. For me, it's definitely, you have to have a good mix. You know, you can't be super strict and make rules and never let, you know, them have fun or do anything that they enjoy. But you also can't, you know, coddle them 24/7 and let them do whatever they want and constantly give them, you know, cake or something. It's definitely a blend of the two, which I do enjoy both. But I think the number one thing is having the responsibility of somebody. That's something that I really enjoy. Yeah. Were you always planning on making mostly Dom audios, or did it sort of evolve that way naturally after you started posting? I didn't really have a plan when I started. I think it did evolve that way naturally. Because I think I just couldn't help but post something that I liked. And, you know, you can tell in my first, you know, couple of audios, they're more tame, you know, because I was just starting out and because I thought, you know, oh, what can I post on YouTube? You know, I don't want to be taken off. I don't want, you know, my channel to be deleted, which so many are getting deleted for that reason. So I don't plan to delete the channel, but if it does get deleted, YouTube probably did it. So yeah, I just couldn't help but post, you know, the things that I enjoy. And especially when I saw that people really liked those instead and I could be more myself, I really just jumped on it and just kind of, yeah. Do you have a pre-recording session ritual, or do you just sit down and go? I just sit down and go. Yeah. I mean, as long as I've got my coffee with me, I just sit and I just start recording. I don't really have any certain things that I do besides making my coffee. Okay, next one. What microphone do you use and how do you nail the voices? I use the Yeti, Blue Yeti USB microphone. I have the one that's all black. I think I paid an extra like 10 bucks for that, but I don't know. I like this, though, how it looks. And then I have my pop filter and my computer, and that's all I use in terms of equipment. And in terms of how do I nail the voices, I mean, it's just my natural voice. I don't really like do anything special, to be honest. I just talk, yeah. All right, next one. What made you go with the black/white thumbnails? Well, if you were around for my first few hundred subscribers, you'll know that those weren't always the thumbnails. I used to have, I think for the first three videos, I had character thumbnails on there where I had somebody like create characters and like illustrate it and everything and post it. And I like use those for the thumbnails. But the issue was that it was, for me, I'm really not super visually creative, so it was really hard for me to try and like find characters, try and like find what they look like, give them to that person and have them like, you know, create the thumbnail, wait for it. It was a really long process, if that makes sense. And I was wanting to post, you know, every couple of days, which is normally how I post on my channel. But because they were so busy with other clients, because they're a really good artist, what was happening is they were constantly having to say, okay, you know, you're going to have to give me like a week or so before I can come back and, you know, make the thumbnails and stuff. They were constantly having to kind of like freeze their page because they were getting so many orders in. And, you know, good for them because they're awesome. But the problem with it was that I was having to wait, you know, 10 plus days before I could get my thumbnail and then post. So I thought, okay, I don't think that this is going to work out long term because I want to be able to post when I want to post and not have to wait for like the thumbnails or anything. So at first I had the exact same thumbnails that I have now, but each one was a different color. And then I was getting tired of trying to pick out different colors. So then I thought, okay, I just need one color. So it's the same every time, so I don't have to like worry about it or anything. and I just chose black. I just thought, you know, simple is basic and it looked good. And yeah, that's pretty much how they evolved. Okay, do you use scripts or is it from the top of your head or both? Definitely both. I would say probably, honestly, about 50-50 in my stuff. Some stuff is scripted, some stuff is totally improv. Yeah, definitely both. Do you have an idea as to what your characters look like? No, I wish I did. Honestly, when I think about the characters, I just think of myself. You know, I'm really not like visually creative. I wish I was. So I really haven't thought, and a few people have asked me that, and I was like, I honestly have no idea. So yeah, if you guys want to like make some art or something for it, I'd happily like repost it on my YouTube or Patreon, for people to see like what they look like. But yeah, I have no idea. Do you do all of your sound editing? And if you do, what's that process like? Yes, I do all of my editing. I do everything myself. The only thing I ever reached out for was those thumbnails. But obviously I don't do that anymore. So really I just get my microphone out. I record in Audacity. And then I was subscribed to a sound effects website. So if I needed any sound effects, I would grab them from there. And then once I finish recording, I would pull up, I use DaVinci for editing, and I would just put my Audacity recording in there, as well as any other sound effects I needed, my disclaimer, you know, whatever it might be, and I would just throw them all in DaVinci and edit, yeah, and that's pretty much what I did. I would say the whole process of editing, like looking for the thumbnails, or not the thumbnails, looking for the sound effects, and all that probably would take, depending on the length, anywhere from probably up to like 2 hours, maybe 3 hours, depending, just for that editing process. So yeah. What sort of media inspires you when writing these wonderful stories? Definitely music. I feel very creative when I'm listening to music, and it's really easy for me to think of stories, ideas, when listening. So yeah, definitely music. What is the biggest challenge you face during your entire creative process? I would say for me, the biggest challenge I face is fleshing out my ideas. It's really easy for me to come up with ideas, you know, oh, I'll do a teacher series. Oh, I'll do a, you know, mommy series. But when it comes to, okay, now what's the situation going to be? What's the background story? What's the character going to be like? That's where I kind of struggle with trying to really come up with those scenarios. So yeah, that's definitely my number one. And in terms of how I tackle it, usually if I just have like a total block, I cannot think of it. I can't, write anything, whatever it might be. I'll usually just end up not doing anything. I'll just be like, okay, I'm just going to take the rest of the day off. I'm just going to do other things. And usually by the next day, I feel pretty refreshed and I'm able to come up with more ideas. So if I can't do anything, I just do nothing. And that honestly helps for me anyways. Also wanted to ask, what's the most enjoyable part of making ASMR videos? I would say definitely recording. I really enjoy recording. It's really fun to see how my script turns out, you know, when I'm reading it, or if I'm improvising, you know, just kind of what's going to come next, where the story's going to go. And that's really exciting and really fun for me. So definitely recording is the most enjoyable part. All right, now, where does the name Porcupine Toast come from? I had thought of this, gosh, maybe about a year before I started my channel. I really like porcupines and I really like toast. I think it just kind of popped into my brain. I thought it would be like really, sorry, that's my cats. I really like, both of those things. And I thought it would be really cute, like a username on social media or something, but I didn't have any social media. So I just kind of thought of it and it kind of drifted away. sorry. I just kind of thought of it, and it kind of like drifted away from my mind. And then when I was trying to think of a name to start this channel, Porcupine Toes popped up in my head again. And I thought, oh, okay, here we go. This will be really cute. And yeah, that's it. Okay, so next, the questions are a little bit more personal versus like work related. So first one, what's your favorite tea? Sorry, my cats are fighting. My favorite tea, definitely my favorite tea. That's a hard one, I'm trying to think. I love tea so much. I have so many. I really like Irish breakfast tea. I like to drink it in the evenings with like a little bit of half and half. So usually I'll drink it decaf. I also really like the Marketplace Spice orange cinnamon tea. I like to make it cold, and I'll usually add like one or two like juice lemons to make it like really like sour. It's really good. I also really like green tea, like the Tazo like green tea, just plain. Usually I drink that cold. Or I like the Gold Peak unsweetened tea. I like to drink that. Honestly, most tea I won't refuse. I really like tea, so. What's your job/career if you have one? I really don't have one in particular, like one thing that I do. You know, like I said, I worked at that call center for quite a while. I've also been a barista at a few different places. Yeah, just tons of different stuff, honestly. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be and why? I would love to travel to Europe, honestly. Anywhere in Europe. I wouldn't be super picky. I don't know. I just like how in Europe, all the buildings can look like a lot older. The culture is just so different from here in the States. And I would just, yeah, I would just love to visit, honestly, any part of Europe. How tall are you? You give off 6 foot vibes. Well, actually, I must be giving off the right vibes then, because I am 6 foot, which I swear I am telling the truth. I am very tall. Both my parents are pretty tall. So based off of their heights, I pretty much go like right in the middle of them in terms of height. It's definitely a blessing and a curse. A curse because I'm constantly like hitting my head on the shower head. I'm just constantly like running into shit, honestly. I'm pretty clumsy as well. I don't know if maybe I wasn't like meant to be 6 foot or something, but I'm very clumsy, like constantly tripping and shit. I don't know if that's to do with my height or just me being clumsy. But it's also nice because sometimes when I'm in the supermarket, short people will come up to me and ask me if I can grab something off the top shelf for them. And it's like the cutest thing ever. I'm like, yeah, of course I can grab it for you. And they're like 5 foot. I'm like, you're so cute. So yes. Okay, next question. How do you like your coffee? Coffee. So usually I make it at home, like 99% of the time. And how I make it is I have this right next to me, this giant tumbler of coffee. My favorite coffee, like iced coffee to drink, is the Stoke coffee. I'll usually buy that like 4 or 5 of them for the week. And I have that, and then I mix it with some half and half. And then because I like my coffee cold, but I don't want it to be watered down, I use that coffee to make coffee ice cubes, and I put them in my coffee. So that way I feel like I'm saying coffee 300 times. I make coffee ice cubes to put them in my coffee, so that way it keeps it cold but never waters it down. And that's how I drink my coffee almost every single day. If I'm not drinking coffee at home, if we're gonna go to like Starbucks or something, I'll get like a nitro with a little bit of half and half. Or if I go into like a legit coffee shop, usually I'll just get like a latte with no foam or something. Yeah, that's it usually. I mean, honestly, I'm not super picky. I like drip coffee. I like lattes. I like, you know, whatever. I just hate foam on my coffee. So I hate like cappuccinos and shit, but yeah. Besides audio recording, do you have other hobbies? Nope. All I do is, no, I'm just kidding. I think number one is I like to go outside. I like hiking. I like walking. Just exploring outside. I just love going outside. It's one of my favorite things to do. I always feel super refreshed. Even if it's like super hot or super cold, like I'll go outside. Unless it's like 120 degrees or some shit, I won't. But yeah, I also, of course, enjoy reading. I'm always reading something. I also really like cooking. I cook almost every meal that I eat. So that's something I really like. And of course, you know, I just like going to coffee shops, like just sitting, talking, exploring like new towns is really fun for me. Yeah. All right, next question. Are you a dominant? Yeah, definitely. yeah, that's definitely the way that I lean much more. Sorry, it's my cats. Yeah, that's definitely like a way that I lean. Are you into this dom/sub or CGL kinks? Yeah, definitely, definitely. I enjoy that kind of stuff. I feel like it would be hard for me to make this, like do this basically, if I wasn't into it, if I didn't like it. So yeah, 100% I am. Okay. If you could be an expert in anything without time being wasted, what would that be? Definitely construction, because I want to build my own house, and like plumbing, electricity, you know, anything that it takes to build a house, because then, I would be able to fix anything. Like if the sink broke or if the shower broke or whatever, I'd be able to then also fix it. So that would be really cool. So yeah, definitely that. Okay. Who/what would you consider to be the healthiest relationship in fiction? Oh man. I think. What first comes to mind is Edward and Eleanor in Sense and Sensibility, because, you know, while they have affections for each other throughout the book, they never really fully pursue each other out of respect for one another, because Eleanor's family doesn't necessarily approve of him, and Edward, as we learn later on, has a secret fiance. So because of those things, even though they like each other, they don't pursue each other, just, you know, out of respect. And then finally at the end, you know, when they do get together, it's because they've learned that, you know, those things aren't true anymore and they're both free to be together. And so, sorry, my cats are, they're insane. yeah, so definitely, that's like the first one that comes to my head. All right, next, what are some of your favorite shows/films, etc.? Oh man, well, I love movies, and I don't really watch TV, like series, unless it's anime. So, okay, let me think. So movies, if I'm just going off the top of my head, I love Memoirs of a Geisha. It's a beautiful, beautiful movie and story. A more recent one, Parasite, it won Best Film of 2020. Excellent movie, like, oh, so, so good. I also really like American Beauty. That's an excellent movie. Hereditary, if you want to watch like a scary movie, that's a more recent one, I think came out, maybe, I don't even know, maybe 2018 or something, 2017. That one's a really, really good one as well. And then, yeah, any others? Those are like my top. In terms of shows, again, I really don't watch anything but anime, so I'm just gonna list off a bunch of anime that I like. Okay, so I love Code Geass, FMA, Tokyo Ghoul, excellent, Higurashi, When They Cry, Elfin Lied, Death Note, a new one on Netflix, Kakegurui, is how I say it? Kakegurui, I think. That one's really good. The Devil is a Part-Timer. I really like that one. The most basic, we can go Sailor Moon. I mean, I love Sailor Moon. That's like the first anime that I watched when I was like 5, I think. I don't even know how old I was, to be honest, but that was like something that I love watching. I love Sailor Moon when I was younger. I also really like Fruits Basket. I don't know, but that one, love that one so much. Oh, and in terms of just like, if we're going back to movies, anything Studio Ghibli, honestly, literally give me any movie made by them and I will watch it. I'm pretty sure I've seen every movie, to be honest. Like, oh, so good. Every single one. All right, next question. Are you a morning person or night owl? I'm definitely a night owl. I hate getting up in the morning. I hate being an early riser, even though that's kind of what I'm trying to do, is get up earlier. But it's so hard. It's so hard. So I definitely lean more towards night owl. Next question. What's your favorite food and what's your favorite dessert/pastry? Oh, man. Favorite food? I mean, I love grilling out, honestly. Like some good chicken, steak, some like grilled vegetables, with like a good barbecue sauce and hot sauce. I could get down with that like every day. My favorite dessert/pastry. I love cherry like desserts. So probably like the cream cheese cherry danishes. Those are really, really good. I try not to eat them because they're so good. I also really love curry donuts. And if you don't know what that is, it's like a, on the outside, it's kind of like a crispy shell. And then on the inside, not super crispy, but like more crisp than like a normal dessert or pastry. And then on the inside, it's kind of like a sweet curry. It's more on the savory side, but the curry is sweeter. And it is so good. Oh my gosh. Like when I find them, I legit will buy like 10 of them. They're so good. Okay. Do you listen to audios yourself? If so, what kind? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I love the mommy ones on GWA, where the listener is the mommy and the person recording is, you know, like a more submissive, type. That shit is my favorite. Yeah. All right. Next one. What's your favorite sweet? If we're not talking about like pastry dessert, I really like toffee, like covered with a little bit of chocolate, like those little squares of toffee with a little bit of chocolate. That's absolutely my favorite. I could eat that forever. Yeah. All right. Next one. Can we go on a date and would you coddle me after? Yeah, of course I'll coddle you. I love doing that shit. All right, next one. Do you have any favorite books, fiction or nonfiction? Oh, definitely. Fiction, I mean, Pride and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility, Jane Eyre, if you couldn't notice a theme there. I also really love Sherlock. I've got like a really cool like mini book set of Sherlock that I'm reading, and I love that. Harry Potter, of course, like always Harry Potter. I have a really cool Harry Potter set as well. Also Memoirs of a Geisha was a book, or is a book. So I really like that one as well. Nonfiction, I'm reading a book right now. I'm reading like 15 books, I think, right now. Not actually 15, but I'm reading like several books at once. I don't know why I did this to myself. But I'm reading another one right now called Forest Bathing by Dr. I don't know how to say his name. Quinley, maybe? Is that how I say it? I don't know. But it's a really good book talking about essentially why you should go outside, you know, if you're feeling like stressed or whatever, and that going outside just can really help you feel better. It has lots of really pretty photos in it and goes over lots of studies. It's mainly a practice that's done in Japan. I think it's called like Shinryoku or something like that. Basically the practice of going outside in nature, just kind of wandering, walking, not doing anything like super physically intense. Just to help relax and reset you. And it's a really good book. So I really like that one. Okay, last question. Apple pie or pumpkin pie? Definitely apple. Yeah, if I had to pick. But if I had my overall pick, I definitely would pick cherry. Yeah, okay. Wow, that is all of the questions. Holy shit, this is so long. Okay. Yeah, that's everything. Well, thank you guys for asking some awesome questions. You're very creative in your questions, so I appreciate it. I really enjoyed making this Q&A. It was fun. I hopefully you've get to know me a little bit better. I hope I didn't skip any. If I did, you can just let me know in the comments or like DM me and I'll answer them. But yeah, this has been super fun. I know that this is going to be the last audio that I make, so I just want to say thank you all again for this incredible journey that we've been going through. You know, whether you've been here, you know, whether you're like have been my first, 10 subscribers, or you were just found me yesterday. I appreciate you. I appreciate the support, the dedication. I'm gonna keep, my YouTube and Patreon up for as long as I can. If the Patreon has like nobody subscribed to it or like very little people, I might, just delete it. But for now, there's still a good amount of people, so I'm just gonna leave it up. Yeah. But I just appreciate you guys so much for everything. This has been such a cool experience for me, a life-changing experience, and I will never forget it or any of you. So thank you. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye, guys.